warming up on the floor, getting ready for this great matchup between the Keel Haulers and the Penguins here in the beautiful Conlin Center in Marin County. And what is the jewel of Marin County? San Rafael, California. But coming in right now is none other than the number one, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. He weighs in at 1,000 pounds. Or is that just the weight of his steps? That is Stuart Horn coming to you live from radio.dominican.edu, the voice of the Penguins, the number one, the undisputed, the man, the myth, the legend.
Wow, that's a big build-up, Josh. I hope I can live up to it, fans. 1 minute to go until we get this gigantic game between the Penguins and the Keel Haulers underway. It's gigantic because the coach of the Keel Haulers is none other than Brian Rooney, one of the greatest Penguins in DU history. Played the point under Bill Tressler. Of course, Devonnie was one of the coaches under Tress at that time when the Penguins won the very first championship in 2003. Rooney was with us back then. A transfer from San Joaquin Delta College. Rooney out of Stockton, one of the great DUs in Penguin history. So, Rooney got a lot of airtime back when he was a player here on DU Radio, and it was great to meet up with Brian in the lobby and say hello, as we do once or twice a year. Great to see Rooney. We'll have the starting lineups for you here in a minute. But Josh, I do believe that we will have the national anthem first. Let's see. Both teams are getting out on the floor along with the Penguin cheerleaders. It looks like they're 8 or 9 strong under their coach, Gigi Giller. The overhead announcements are happening now, Josh. I'm pretty stoked for this game. Just a couple seconds to go until the buzzer. There it is. Notice the backboards light up here. Penguin Conlin Center is getting more modern all the time, Josh.
Oh, yeah. They're upgrading all the time. That's what you got to have. We're NCAA. We're getting all the new, fresh, state-of-the-art equipment. I'm loving it.
All right. Here we go with the National Anthem, fans. For those of you at home, please rise. Radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins, now playing in the PacWest Conference tonight from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California, where the AD here at the Conlin Center is Terry Toomey. Stuart Horn with you for tonight's event. Alongside my lovable sidekick, Josh Johnson, will have the starting lineups for you now for California, Cal State University Maritime Academy under head coach Brian Rooney. Coach Rooney is assisted by Justin Bear, Cody Gatton, Cesar Gerardo, Royster Martin, and Mike Warrington. Coach Rooney sending out his starting five, number 3, Andrew Medeiros, a 6'1" senior out of Santa Rosa. Number 10 is Haven Piatt. Piatt is a 6'1" junior out of Lincoln. Number 11 is Eddie Williams, a 6'4" junior from Stockton. Number 24 is Josh Greenwell, a 6'2" sophomore from Vallejo. And number 32 is Leo Cerrade, a 6'4" senior from Oakdale. For the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani, he's assisted by Lee Cretion, Jesse Haskins, John Parker, and Scott Springhorn. Number 5 is Xavier Muldrow, the 5'9" sophomore out of Riverside. Shout out to Muldrow's mom. Number 20 is Killian Larson, a 6'10" freshman out of Puyallup, Washington. Number 22 is Austin Bryan, a 6'4" freshman from Wenatchee. Number 23 is James McKinnon, a 6'5" freshman from Melbourne, Australia. And number 33, Alex Ward, a 6'5" senior from Redding, California. For the shout-out for the Muldrows to Brenda and Steve, glad to have you alongside. We are looking for great things from the sophomore Xavier. And happy to report, Josh, Xavier's going there out on the floor with the crazy socks. He's got the Penguin black and gold striped socks.
I like them.
I like them, too, but they are loud.
No doubt about it. Those are real nice socks. It's like a tiger stripe.
Trammell in the house, one of the great Penguins in history. He has revisited us here in the opulent broadcasting area. And Muldrow socks may be a big part of tonight's proceeding. Let's hope not.
those must be the lucky socks. I like them. They're like a tiger stripe, but like yellow and black.
Kind of got the crazy sock thing going on with Muldrow this season. But whatever it takes, the guy is so fast. He's such a great shooter. He's got the big smile going on, does Muldrow. And he has been an outstanding addition to the Penguins squad. I just couldn't be happier with Muldrow's play all of last year and so far this year. The Penguins only have one game under their belt, and that was an exhibition game. So it's not even on the schedule, but the Penguins did win that big match. Any game is a big game in my book, Josh, and we are just a couple minutes after 7 o'clock on Thursday, the 12th of November, 09. Penguin basketball, one game tonight. Penguin volleyball on the air tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Josh and I are back underway. The Penguins occupying the northern end of the Conlin Center tonight. They are defending the northern hoop, attacking the southern, as you might expect. Moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard, we've got the tip-off is underway, and the Penguins are on defense as Maritime brings it out. They're just off to our right now. Maritime's got it, Piot. He goes to the top of the key over to Medeiros. Medeiros, a 6'1" senior, a down low pass, beats the Penguins to death. Uh-oh, and just a throw away by Josh Greenwell. He was looking for one of his guys. The DU's brought it up. Stolen away by Austin Bryan. Bryan passes it off to his guy Ward. Ward drives in right side on the paint. Buries a deuce, Josh. 30 seconds into it. 2-zip, DU.
That's why you bring in an Alex Ward. He brings that vet experience, too, that is priceless when you go to playing these tough squads like Maritime.
Medeiros to bring it up for Maritime Academy. Ooh, and Medeiros is inadvertently tripped by Xavier. There's a little moisture on the floor. Muldrow stuck the left foot in there and accidentally tripped Medeiros. He didn't trip him, but he did trip him. 19:09 to go, and the Keel Haulers will bring it in from the western side of the Conlin Center. Medeiros has got it. He goes down low now. Over to the scoring table is Brett Tavani. He's checking out something. I'm not sure what. He was right here in front of the broadcasting area. Penguins on defense now as Eddie Williams got it on the left wing. He flips it back to Piot. Piot drives the lane and backs up. He's got Xavier on him. Turning around Medeiros. 180. On the way, no. Penguins down with it. Good rebound by Killian Larson. Larson, fast break. Penguins bring it up. Bryan. Now Xavier's got it. He bounces his left hand on the top of the head. He holds up three fingers and bounces to the right side. Now he flips it over to the right side. Penguins have got it. He's it all the way across the court. Penguins thinking about it. Long, long shot for 25. From 25. Bryan was thinking about it. He doesn't want to do it back to Xavier. Top of the key now. Muldrow's got it. Left wing. Thinks about it. No, he doesn't want to shoot at 8 on the shot. Xavier drives in left side. Blind pass. Throws it away. Ward wasn't ready for it. Xavier with a blind pass. Ward didn't know it was coming. 18:12 to go. Penguins up 2-0. Penguins now on defense after it was thrown away. Piot's got it. On the right wing now Medeiros. Medeiros, who was inadvertently tripped by Xavier Muldrow in the previous sequence. 17:58 to go. Left side Maritime. Penguins on defense. Ooh, I thought there was a travel there. No call. Piot's got it. He goes top of the key to Medeiros. They pass it off, driving in against Xavier. And a travel is called on Eddie Williams. Too much defense there by Muldrow. Good play by the sophomore.
I love the defense from the Penguins on that play, Stu. They were caught off guard with a lot of screens, but they maintained their composure, fought through the screens, and remained right in their defensive assignments.
17:45, Xavier brings it up. He crosses the timeline left side. Penguins on the way from 24. Austin Bryan, three ball, good! 5-0, Bryan buries it from the left side. Now a whistle. And the Keel Haulers brought it in too quickly. Rooney up on his feet. Rooney's got the suit on, looking slick. Bryan Rooney, the head coach for the Cal State Maritime Academy Keel Haulers, one of the greatest Penguins in DU history. If you remember our 2003 championship, Bryan Rooney as the point guard was a huge part of that squad. Massive part, a two-year DU. Transferred from San Joaquin Delta. Ended up getting his undergrad here at DU as well as his master's. Rooney is one tough competitor. Maritime Academy plays now out of the NAIA, the CalPAC Conference, where the Penguins used to play. Ball back underway now. 17:19 to go. The DU's on defense. Shot on goal now by Williams is no good. Penguins come down with it. Rebound Larson. Penguins bring it up very quickly. Larson drives the paint. On the way. Up and under. Larson for 2-7-zip. Penguins on top, Josh.
Swarmed by defenders that time. That was great, great awareness by Killian Larson, getting up under the rim, getting the shot to go through, Stu.
17 minutes to go exactly, fans, in the first half. Penguins now on defense. Driving it in is Piatt. He hands it off to Williams. Off the glass too much. 16:50 to go. No score. Maritime can't get it on the way. Brian, three-pointer again! Two in a row from Brian, Josh, as he cans him. One from 25, one from 23. The D is up. 10-0. 16:48 to go.
That was
and
one.
You are listening to PacWest Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu with analysis. Here's Josh.
That was one thing they were excited about. Austin Bryant coming into this season, his ability to shoot the basketball. He is such a great shooter out from the perimeter, as well as being very smart down low, very high basketball IQ. You got to love Austin Bryant and what he has brought to this team as a true freshman. And you know, Stu, it's tough getting the nod to go start as a true freshman. Some people approach it with a little bit of nervousness. Austin Bryant has been pretty composed and has played great basketball for DU going into the second game.
How about this message from the coach?
Tavani welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
That's right. We are back underway, fans. 16:40 to go, Josh. And the Penguins are on defense. Ball in play now. Medeiros brings it up. Piatt, left side. Back down low. Williams, he goes with a spin move. Greenwell. Oh, Greenwell launched one from the left side at 12 feet. No. Now Xavier brings it up. From the right side, he flings it across the court to Ward. Ward goes back down low to Brian. Brian with the no look, back to the baseline. Ward goes up, whistle. 10-0, Penguins on top. This is a non-conference affair, fans, but the Penguins match up well against the Keel Haulers every time. Halftime extravaganza coming up with my partner, Josh Johnson. He's going to tell you what a Keel Hauler is, among a lot of other things, including all the stats. Now the shot on goal from the left wing. Haven Piatt, the 6'1" junior out of Lincoln, buries the deuce. Nicely done there from 16. 15:57 to go. Penguins now on defense. It's 10-3. It was more than 16. And the Penguins answer. And Brian's hit three-pointers in a row, Josh.
Brian is just, I'm telling you, there's an old saying they say on street ball, Stu, he's wet from the outside, which means he is dropping so many dimes. He's shooting great, so many great threes. You got to love the play from Austin Bryant.
13-3. Bryant's hit three in a row. Oh, man. Jonathan Weber hit eight in one game three times in his career. But that, he graduated in 2002, and nobody's done it since. And now a three ball goes off by Medeiros, and that one is good, 13-6. Penguins on top. Penguins came out firing. They were up 10-0. But all of a sudden, Maritime Academies, that's a very hot hands. Now the shot on goal from the right side goes off by Killian Larson. He missed it short from 2 feet. Larson tried to soft it in there, but he was too soft from nowhere. Coming up on 15, fans. He missed it. He got his own rebound, but then it was stripped away by Cal State. Outside now, Cal State's got it. On defense, Penguins. Piatt on the way. Three threes in a row by Maritime Academy. It's raining threes from both squads. Both sides have three. 13-9 Penguins. Xavier's got it top of the key. He bounces the left hand on the top of the head again. Now he fakes right. He jukes left. He goes left, and he gets a travel. Called against him. In the game, Xander McNally. McNally, who did not play last game, has entered the game for the Penguins in place of Xavier Muldrow. And Josh, how many guys do you know with the first name? First letter of their name is X, Xander, and he just replaced another guy whose name begins with an X, Xavier.
No doubt about it. That's definitely peculiar, Stu. But you have to remember, Xander McNally has been probably one of our most hyped up players going into this basketball season. He's originally from San Francisco. The guy went to the Ross School here in Marin County. Two state championships for the Ross School while he was in college. He played for the University of Denver. He's transferred here to Dominican. Be closer to home and give our team a winning opportunity. So we hear he's very good defensively, which is what the Penguins need now. 13-9, they've had Cal Maritime, but it's been able to step up and hit a few threes. You got to limit that. You got to be tougher on the perimeter defensively and keep them from getting the open look shots, Stu.
Penguin cheerleaders in the house, nine strong from the NCAA. The referees in the house, Scott Johnson, Ed Page, and Shelby Flowers. All three gentlemen here running up and down the court. 14:23 to go when the clock rolls. 13-9. Penguins went on a 10-0 run. to open the game, Josh, but since then, the Keel Haulers have come on strong, raining threes. They've hit three of them in a row. Penguins have three in a row, and all three came out of Austin Bryan, the 6'4" freshman. Bryan firing nicely. Three in a row, two from the left, one from way out there on the right at about 24. He's got all of them in the 24-25 range. 14:38 to go, and Maritime Academy will have it on the inbounds. They bring it in. Volleyball coach Roger Goodwin in the house. We'll have women's volleyball tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, side out. 14:33, check the website. But until then, it's DU basketball on the air. Uh-oh, there's a travel as Eddie Williams went in there, 360 South, Josh. Scissor legs, good move by Williams. Bucket waved off.
You can't carry the ball, Stu. You got to be able to resist traveling at the same time making a good play towards the hoop. Not a smart play from Maritime.
Big dribble drive, too much dribble. Too much drive, not enough dribble. Penguins get it on the unforced turnover. McNally's got it. He goes top of the key. Penguins now. Larson. Back over to McNally. Thinks about driving in. He does drive in. Uh-oh, he drives in and falls on it. Ball, loose ball, gets away. Maritime. Medeiros has got it. He hands it off to his guy. And then back over to Medeiros. Andrew Medeiros drives it in himself. Takes it the distance. He's got the right arm with a cast on it, Josh. But it's not a hard cast. It's just a softie from the wrist to the shoulder. He drives in, has it blocked away by Alex Ward. It goes out of bounds on the end line. And Maritime's going to have it on the short side, right under the bucket they're going after. Inbounds quickly to Williams. Williams, who just had a nice move in the previous play, but he was called on a travel. Now Williams goes down low. He finds Greenwell right under the bucket, but then a whistle. Foul is called against
James McKinnon. That was on that foul, Stu.
All right, McKinnon, 13:42 to go, fans. Penguins now on defense. Up and under. Oh, what a great move by Greenwell. Greenwell went in there among two Penguins who came flying through and scores the deuce, although they have not put it up on the board. It's 13-11, but the board says 13-9. And then a whistle. Still waiting. It has not gone up on the board. Got Brandon Davis on it. I don't know if the bucket was waved off, but I don't think so. Two team fouls committed by the Penguins. Just one committed now by the Keel Haulers from Cal State University Maritime Academy. Should be 13-11. They have not changed it yet. 13:31 to go when the time comes. 13-11. And there we go. Now they switch it.
Oh, they got that score changed.
Tavani came up, and Tavani making sure they switch the score. Tavani's an honorable dude. I don't know if you'd get that in Division One. Penguins in D2, though. He's going to make sure the other team gets all the points that they've earned. It's tough to earn a couple points against the Penguins. 13-11. Maritime Academy on a massive run. Oh, and driving the hoop right side is Ward. He has it stripped away. No whistle. Now in transition, Piot's got it on the left wing. What? Cal State playing beautifully all of a sudden. Josh coming up on 13 minutes. Penguins by two after a 10-0 opening run. Medeiros goes 360. Medeiros up and under. Medeiros misses the bucket, but he gets the whistle. And the foul is called against Xander McNally, the 6'2" sophomore out of San Francisco, against the Penguins. 13:04 to go, fans. And Medeiros will go to the line, the 6'1" senior out of Santa Rosa.
Medeiros drove into the paint there pretty fast. Stu, Xander looked like he got up, got all ball on the block, but the referee didn't see it that way as Medeiros would go to the line. But the Penguins really have to tighten up here defensively. They've seen Cal Maritime get a lot of more opportunities, second chance shots as well early in this game than they should be getting. The Penguins have to tighten up defensively, Stu. And you know Brett Tavani prides himself on defense.
Well, that's true. And the first one by Medeiros is missed. It's very deep. Back at him. Second one is good. And Medeiros gets the Keel Haulers within one. It's 13-12, DU. Inside of 13 minutes now, fans. The Penguins moving the ball nicely on the perimeter. Outside shot, three ball. McNally on the way, deep. Hauled down by Maritime. That was a good rebound by David Prendable, the 6'7" junior out of Modesto. Prendable's entered the game, obviously. Had he not entered the game, Josh, I don't think he could have gotten the rebound. Oh, and now the Penguins steal it away from Greenwell on the way. And now it's stolen back by Medeiros. The layup right side. Good. 14-13. Penguins trailing inside at 12.5. The Penguins are going to have to get on it. The Penguins opened up beautifully, and all of a sudden they've been completely cold. And now another strip after a poor pass by Alex Ward. Check it, that was McNally. So McNally had a missed shot and then a giveaway. McNally, in the last 30 seconds of play, has not helped his cause. Penguins with a good foot fake on defense. Piatt works his way to the hoop. Now he kicks out left side, 12 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins trailing by one. They were up by 10 a second ago, Josh. Medeiros has got it. He sets up the screen, picks it up from Piatt. On the way, three ball, very deep, very nice. That was nothing but swish. Penguins trail by four now, 17-13. Coming up on 11.5. Now the dribble drive. Indoors, Austin Bryan, short left side. One-on-one on the put back by Josh Greenwell. He drives the lane, Josh, and it's good. Penguins down by six. 11.5 to go. Quick transition. Bryan, three ball, hits the side of the backboard. Whistle. Daniel Gresham gets ready to enter the game. A 6'1" senior out of Stockton is Gresham. And a foul is called against. It's on Prendable, the 6'7" junior. It's committed against Austin Bryan, the 6'4" freshman. Bryan to the line. Penguins trail by six. Bryan misses the first one, Josh.
Well, I'm telling you, so what the Killhaulers are doing right now is doing enough to get Dominican out of rhythm and to have Dominican play their game. DU is going to have to bounce back, maintain defensive composure, and get Maritime to play their game of basketball. You cannot play the other team's game. You can't get knocked off and frizzled and all out of composure, Steve.
Now 300 fans strong at the Conlin Center. Bryan Cannon's the second one, 11-20 to go. Penguins trail by five, 19-14. Maritime Academy is on a massive roll. Maritime Academy is on a 19-4 run against the Penguins. Driving the hoop, right side, Eddie Williams, and he gets a whistle. No, he doesn't. He just gets massively rejected as Lewis comes into the game in place of McKinnon. Lewis is a 6-foot sophomore out of Canyon Country. Isn't that your hometown, Josh?
It's almost near there.
All right, 19-14, fans, inside of 11 minutes. Lewis out of Canyon Country. See if I can even say that. That's a very popular spot here in California. Penguins now on offense. Lewis has entered the game. Penguins playing some catch. Bryan. Lewis right side. Lewis now dribbles into the right corner, and then he flips it back outside. Penguins with some inconsequential passing going on. Nine on the shot clock. Driving right side. Here come the Penguins. Bryan. Bryan to Lewis. On the way, Lewis. Too flat. Too deep. Taken down. Keelhaulers. Lewis was way left and deep on that one. 10.5 to go, Josh. Penguins trailing by five. We're still in the first half, fans. Halftime extravaganza coming up. Killian Larson gets ready to re-enter the game. Oh, the Penguins had it stolen away from second. Alex Ward came running in, and Lewis sticks a foot up instinctively and blocks it out. Shot clock is at 17 when we resume play after Lewis booted one. In soccer, Josh, that would have been a superb play. However, in basketball, not good. He did block it. He just stopped the game for a second. Eddie Williams has got the ball in the inbound. Williams brings it up. From the eastern side of the Conlin Center, right in front of where Josh and I are. 10 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins now on defense. Maritime's got it. Left side, three on the shot clock. The tip off the glass. The reset of the shot clock. Ball never drops. Penguins have got it. Penguins on offense. Fast break, other end. Larson's got it. Thinking about it. Uh-oh, and now a whistle, and he walked with it. What?
And they are resetting the shot clock here, Sue.
Okay, the Penguins have got it, and they ask for a shot clock reset. There's a media timeout. And speaking of media, Josh, how about let me play you a little something new? Give me some volume, please.
Hey, this is Tyler Sogol, men's basketball player at Dominican University, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
That's right, Josh. That was Tyler Sogol, ladies and gentlemen. 9:45 to go. 19-14 in favor of the Cal State University Maritime Academy Keelhaulers. Penguins in the house. Penguin cheerleaders are here. Josh Johnson alongside Stuart Horn with you, your DU broadcasters for tonight. This broadcast made possible by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Josh, the Penguins came out rocking and rolling. They've been asleep for the past 8.5 minutes.
It's definitely true, Stu. It seems like they just haven't been as tight defensively as they were against Pacific Union College. But you have to remember, Cal Maritime is a tougher squad than Pacific Union that we had faced previous years in the Cal-Pac Conference. DU is just going to have to get some kind of strategy going here. Brett Savani, you know he's a defensive specialist. He prides his teams and his squads on playing great defense, and DU can come out and do that right now. They have all the correct tools on the floor to do it. You got Austin Bryant, Xander McNally, Killian Larson, as well as Mark Lewis showing a lot of great sophomore experience. All these guys can get the job done, Stu.
Penguins down by 5, and the DUs will have it from the western wall on the short end. Lewis throws it into McNally. McNally playing the point now. He's between the circles. He flips it back over to Lewis on the right side. Penguins thinking about it. Penguins need to get something going. Penguins have been kind of funky the last few minutes. Alistair Flack getting ready to re-enter the game. Shout out to Flack. Now a three ball. Left side by Bryant. That's 4. And without Bryant, Josh, the Penguins would be flat tonight. However, Bryant's hit 4 three balls so far in the first half, and we've just entered the second quarter. And keep an eye on Bryant. School record's 8. Not that we're keeping track, but maybe a little bit. Maritime's got it now. The Penguins are down by 2. It's 19-17, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu. Robert Owl has come in. Let's see. It's Awol, the 5'11 junior out of SACTO. Awol has entered the game for Maritime. Oh, and the Penguins on the way. The massive rejection. The Penguins. Oh, no. And the putback. The D's have got it under the hoop. Yes. The putback by Killian Larson is good after the D's swiped it away.
How about the rejection by Xander McNally getting up above? Do you see the jumping ability in that swat, Stu?
32 McNally. It's really swatted it away. It was one-on-one to the other end, and then McNally couldn't handle the layup. Fortunately, he was picked up by McKinnon, who put it back. Penguins now tied it at 19. Oh, and the Penguins jump on top of it, and the D's steal it away. Penguins now in the fast break. Lewis, left side. Uh-oh. The Penguins hit the deck, and McNally falls. And now Keelhaulers fall on top of it. No-look pass. Right side. Eddie Williams layup. Good. Penguins trail by 2. Penguins in quick transition now, Josh, as Lewis brings it up the timeline on the right side. He slows things down. 29 on the shot clock. He goes back to the top of the key. McNally's going to slow things down. Everybody's huffing and puffing out there. Both teams have been back and forth, Josh. Now the Penguins heave it across. Stolen away by Williams. What a terrible play. 2-on-1. Now Lewis swipes it back. Lewis goes to the other end and overthrows Killian Larson. Oh, Lewis with a great steal and then gave it back. 7.5 to go. Penguins down by 2. 21-19. What a masterful defensive move by Lewis. And then what a terrible throwback by Lewis to the other end of the court.
So far, Stu, this game has been like a middleweight fight. A lot of punches, a lot of jabs, a lot of strategies.
Yeah.
Back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. A lot of body shots. Alistair Flack has entered the game with the black hose. Flack got him halfway up the calves. 7.5 to go. Check it, 7:10 to go, 21-19. Al's working it inside, outside Williams on the way. Missed it left. Hauled down by McNally with a rebound. Now McNally finds Lewis at the other end. Lewis drives baseline, picks up a whistle on the way in, and he charges? No, he picks up the foul committed by Leo Cerrade. Cerrade, the 6'4" senior. Cerrade's got the full mustache going, Josh.
Yeah, it's like the Pistol Pete he's got going.
Yeah, he's got the slick musty going. Inside a 7. Penguins by 2, but Lewis on the line.
Raleigh fingers, that's what he's got.
Well, it's not quite a handlebar, but Cerrade's rocking the mustache.
Well, now, great play by Mark Lewis, though, being able to find the big man in the paint, put his body into him, try to draw the foul. Smart, smart play from Mark.
Lewis cans the first one, fans. 6:58 to go when the ball hits the rim, unless it drops. Lewis, pretty good free throw shooter, the sophomore on the way. Nothing but swish. Love it.
Why is the clock rolling?
Well, it's a preseason game. 21 up, fans. We're inside of 7 minutes. to the right side now. Penguins on defense. Dribble drive. Medeiros goes up with it. No. Penguins down with it. Oh, man. Medeiros had a clean look, Josh. Now Al brings it up. He holds it up. The right hand indicates the play. Play number four. Right side between the circles. Lewis backing up. Kick out. Back to the... Oh, three ball on the way to Ward. And Ward can't get it to fall. Rebound, Piot. Piot now flips it off to Medeiros, who's going to bring it up and slow things down. He looks over at Rooney, gets the play. 21 up, fans. We're coming up on 6 minutes. Medeiros now fakes right against Al. Goes left. Stolen Flack! Flack with a masterful bit of handwork there. Lewis with a low bounce pass out to the right side. Thinking about it, McKinnon. Three ball deep. Hauled down. Larson. Larson gets fouled? No, there's a whistle, and they're going to give it to the keel haulers. Wait a minute, I don't know. Rooney's clapping the hands like the keel haulers are going to get it, but I don't know. I don't know whose ball it is. Nobody knows. Nobody wants to go over to the referee.
And they'll give it to the Penguins, it looks like. Steve.
You're right. Penguin ball. Lewis has got it. I'm going to crank your mic up. I want to hear more of you, Josh. Penguins bring it in. Al Flack's got it way out there on the right side. Now he brings it to Lewis, who drives the lane. Lewis now backs up. He buckles, throws it back over to Al between the circles, 15 on the shot clock. Flack now goes left side on the elbow. Flack now dumps it off to Ward. Ward goes down low. Flack's got it, and Flack steps on the line. Maritime ball. Penguin fans behind us, Josh, don't like it.
They don't like it at all. It's a muff pass right off the hands of Killian Larson. You got to catch those, Killian, right under the rim.
Yep.
But it's a freshman mistake, though. As a true freshman, you're going to make those. And rather than making them in preseason, than when you get deep into the Pac West play.
5.5 to go, fans. 21 up. And, Tavani wanted the foul, as did all of the fans behind us. Everybody saw it except the referee, who's standing right next to Tavani. Driving right side is Greenwell. Greenwell gives it away, and they call it a jump ball. It's going to be Penguin ball on the arrow. 5:20 to go when we resume. In the backcourt, the Diaz will be bringing it in. Now Rooney calls off the full court press. All of the Maritimes were back there, and then Rooney yelled something at him, and the Penguins bring it up. Now Al's got it. 30 on the shot. Penguin men on offense. Oh, off the glass. Good shot by Ward. Too much. Ward got pumped. He picked up the whistle, Josh. But Ward wanted the deuce, which he did not get. Foul is called against Sarade. Check it. That was called against Greenwell. That's his first. That's the fourth team foul committed by Maritime. Three committed by the Penguins. On the line now for the Dominicans. Alex Ward, the 6'5" senior. On the way. Good. That one rattles home, Josh. Bumped it around, but it fell. Lewis out of the game. Re-entering the game is Bryan. Austin Bryan's got 4 3-pointers on the way. Keep an eye on Bryan. 5:07 to go in the first half, fans. Score 22-21, Penguins. On the way now for the second and two, Alex Ward. Ward out of Reading. Shout out to Northern Cal. On the way, missed it way right. Rebound, Maritime. 22-21. Slowly keel haulers. We're inside of five now, Josh. Over to the left side, Medeiros has got it on the elbow. Here's Sarade. Sarade sets up the screen. Now Medeiros goes left side. Nice foot fake and a slip by Greenwell. Greenwell kick out left side Williams. Now back to the top of the key. They're going to reset. Piot's got it. He's got 10 on the shot. He drives the lane right side. Kick out at the last second. No look Greenwell. With a foot fake back outside. On the way Piot. Long range. Good! Three ball Piot. Puts Maritime ahead by two. 24-22. Dave's got it. Down low. Bryan. Whistle! No bucket. 24-22, and Bryan will go to the line. Al's getting everybody in a huddle there, and a block is called on Greenwell. That's his second in a minute and a half, Josh. Fifth team foul, and that's immediate timeout. And that means we're going to go right here. Josh, you ready for me? Crank it up, pal.
Hey, this is DU men's lacrosse coach Ned Webster. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
That is absolutely right. And a big shout out to Coach Ned. And a big thanks to Webster for doing that for us. A lacrosse coach here at DU. 24-22. You're listening to Pac West NC2A basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. We're broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, on radio.dominican.edu 24-22 in favor of the visiting keel haulers from Cal State University Maritime Academy. 4:27 to go. And with analysis, here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Well, we said that this game was like a middleweight fight, Stu, that it was back and forth, a lot of jabs, a lot of punches, and it remains the same. Very fast-paced. It's been a lot of mistakes, though. We've seen muff balls, muff passes on the parts of both teams, steals going back and forth. So both these teams trying to one-up each other and see who can gain dominance, and that's what you need. We need a sense of momentum in this game. If they're able to establish momentum, either squad, we will see them come out on top here, Stu. So far, DU is down by two. But as not reminiscent of the play they have exhibited throughout this game, very fast, very hard running, very fast paced, throwing up a lot of good shots. We've seen good play out of Austin Bryant as well as Alex Ward. And let's not forget about Haven Piatt and Andrew Medeiros from the Kill Haulers having a great game for Cal Maritime. This is pretty even right now, Stu.
On the line for the Penguins is Austin Bryant. Halftime extravaganza coming up. All the stats, everything that matters with my partner Josh Johnson. The first one's good. Not only all the stats, Josh is going to give you the definition of keel haulers, and that's very interesting. 4:27 when the clock resumes. First one's good. Penguins there within one. Second one's good. Tie game, 24 up. Clock's running away. Clock's just running, and they haven't even brought the ball back in. I don't know who's working the clock, Josh, but we might have to talk to Brennan about that. Score's tied, fans. 24 up. 4:10 to go. Maybe we'll worry about the broadcast, not the clock. Oh, Al forces the issue. Flack, way to go. Good defense. Pops the ball loose. Maritime Academy gets it. Three ball on the way. Piatt goes deep in and out and back in. And a whistle. A four-point play. There's three on the bucket, and he's going to get to go to the line to get another one, Josh. You don't see that too often. 27-24. And Piatt, the 6'1" junior, is going to get to go to the line for another one.
Well, Lady Luck sure was smiling on that shot because it bounced around the rim for it seemed like a minute till it finally dropped down.
Yeah, on the way.
He did a good job defending it.
Piatt, same shot, deep, bounced off the rim, and it fell. 28-24. Penguins, 3:50 to go in the first half, and radio.dominican.edu with a worldwide broadcast. Speaking of worldwide, here's the Australian, Alistair Flack. He brings the ball up. Penguins work it down low. Muffed slightly by Bryant. Bryant is out there in the right corner, and he has to reset with 15 on the shot. Here's Al left side. Now to Bryant. Now Flack. Top of the key. Right side thinking about it. Ward wants to fire. Ward drives in. Kick out. Last instant. Three ball. On the way. Missed it short. McKinnon. Penguins can't get the rebound. 3:20 to go now. Medeiros slowly to bring it up. Penguins trail by four, Josh, coming up on 3 minutes. Medeiros now goes left side. Maritime Academy working it. 7:37 on the West Coast of the good old U.S. of A fans. Coming up on 3 minutes. We're at 3 minutes exactly now. Penguins on defense. Medeiros goes 360. Medeiros flings it into the Penguin cheerleaders, and it came off the hands of David Prenable. Penguins have committed four team fouls, while the Keel Haulers have committed five, Josh.
Well, actually, Stu, Al Flack got up and got a little bit of his fingers on that one, had a little bit of the block, which muffed up the pass. Great, great skill by Al getting up there, showing a lot of defensive prominence for the DUs.
28-24, fans. Penguins on defense, laying it in there very softly, delicately, perfectly. McKinnon, left side, missed it. And it was McKinnon? I think it was McKinnon. Foul is called against Eddie Williams. That's his first. Penguins will have the ball right under the hoop. The bucket didn't fall. And as you might guess, it was not counted. I mean, if it doesn't go through, it's probably not going to count. Kellis Love has entered the game in place of James McKinnon, the first we've heard of Love tonight. Love has the black hose, mid-calf high, the Nike. 2:47 to go. Penguins on offense. Now the Penguins do manage to get it in as Love has come in. Love has not yet worked up a sweat. He's got it on the right side. Love thinking about it. Love goes top of the key and a whistle. And an off-ball penalty is called with 2:39 to go. Off-ball holding called against Haven Piatt. Seventh team fouls. 2:39 to go. I don't think that's going to be too much trouble for Rooney and the guys. However, it does send the Penguins to the line, and Austin Bryant, who's been very hot shooting tonight, goes to the line for the DUs and drops the first one and brings the Penguins within three. The Penguins have been playing catch-up all night with the exception of the first 5 minutes of the game, Josh, where the Penguins went on a 10-0 run. Then the Keel Haulers came back with a 19-4 run against the DUs. And the second one's good, 28-26. The Penguins started strong. Then things got a little slow, a little bit funky, a little bit weird, 2.5 to go. And now the Penguins have picked it back up. 28-26 against the visiting Keel Haulers on DU Radio. Broadcasting worldwide as usual. Medeiros has got it at the top of the key. Drifts over to the left side on the elbow. Medeiros looking for Prendable down low. Instead, he finds Jordan Burchell. Burchell, a 6'7" freshman out of Petersburg, Alaska. He drives the line, picks up a foul, no bucket. Fifth team foul committed by the Penguins, and that will put Burchell on the line. Burchell at 6'7" plays that power forward position pretty well, Josh, and we'll see if he can shoot. Cal State has two in the backcourt, 2:16 on the clock. Clock won't roll while the freebies are going. Penguins trail by two, and if Burchell can shoot, it'll be four.
Well, in tight games like these, Stu, free throws will either cure you or kill you. I'm telling you, DU had that issue last season where they couldn't make their free throws, and this is crucial for Maritime.
Burchell buries the first one, and that was nice out of the big man. Burchell has on the gray Nike tennies and then the black half-calf street socks. A lot of black half-calf street socks throughout the conference, Josh, I've noticed. 2:16. Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
Style,
must be. And the second one is no good. Check it. 29-26. Penguins have got it now. Penguins trail by three. Right side, Larson. Larson finds the bottom of the bucket. Larson just pounds it home, Josh. Good play. Penguins trail by one. We're inside of 2 minutes, fans, in the first half. Halftime extravaganza coming up with Josh. 1:50 to go. Medeiros has got it. Keel Haller slowing things down. Burchell's got it. Now he goes over to the right side. He throws it out to Piot. Sets up the screen. Piot on the way. No. Penguins get the ball on the rebound. Penguins bring it up. A brilliant steal there by Brian. Brian goes up and under to Ward with the assist by Brian. Alex Ward buries the two. Puts the Penguins up by one. 30-29. We're inside a buck and a half. Medeiros is going to bring it up and try it again, Josh. Penguins have it now. Check it. Penguins on defense. Keel Haulers have it. Medeiros softly down low. Burchell's got it. Almost threw it away. Penguins jumped on it. Here's a three ball by Piot on the way. In and out. The put back. No. Penguins shot on goal. Penguins got it. Keel Haulers with a shot on goal. They couldn't make it fall. Two shots from close range. The DUs pick it up. 1 minute to go, fans. First half action. Kellis Love on the way. Three ball! Kellis Love! Drops a three. 52 seconds to go, and now a whistle after Kellis Love from the left wing buries a three ball. And they screwed the score up. Something terrible here, Josh, because it's not 33-29. I think it's more like 31. I'm not sure what it is. No, they're rolling time off the clock. That's all? It is 33-29. My mistake, Josh. I didn't think the Penguins had 33.
Well, we're shaking off the cobwebs, too. It is preseason. So.
Well, that's a good call. Now the clock rolls as the ball rolls all the way up past the halfway point, the timeline. Medeiros has got it on the right side. Medeiros pushes it, goes over to the right side, Piot. Piot's got Love all over. Kellis Love, who just nailed a big-time three. Kellis is playing some massive defense. Medeiros has got it at 17 on the shot clock, 30 overhead. Medeiros wants to get that last shot off. Penguin fans are demanding defense. Medeiros drives in the lane. Now down low. Burchell on the way. Blocked out. Alex Ward, 19. Penguins bring it up. Ward's got it right side on the way. Oh, too much. No, it goes down. Ward cans the deuce. Great play. Penguins up by 6. 8. Medeiros has it. Medeiros brings it up 4. Medeiros 3. 2 on the way. Medeiros, oh, a little bit low. Dead ball. End of the half, Josh. Penguins by 6, fans. And the Penguins end the first half leading by 6 after the mighty DUs trailed for almost the entirety of the first half with the exception of the first 5 minutes. So Josh is going to be back in about 7 or 8 minutes with the halftime extravaganza, fans. Please stay with us. You're listening to NC2A Basketball, Penguin Style, on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, this is Dominican University's strength and conditioning coach, Dusty Rohde, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you hear our theme music. You know what that means. It's time for a halftime extravaganza with my partner, Josh Johnson.
What's happening out there, sports fans? This is Josh Johnson bringing you the halftime extravaganza here on radio.dominican.edu. And what that entails is bringing you the stats. Right now, we always start off with our visiting team, and that is the Keel Haulers of Cal Maritime. Total points right now is Haven Pyatt. Haven Pyatt is leading the team with 12 overall. Right behind him is Andrew Majeros, leading the team with 8 total points. In terms of total defensive rebounds, we have Haven Pyatt once again. Also, don't forget about Robert Awell, Josh Greenwell, and Daniel Gresham, all tied up for having most defensive rebounds in this game. Right now, they are shooting 45% from the floor, about 62% from the perimeter. And free throws, they're 4-for-6, so 66% on the free throws for the night. Cal Maritime is not doing a bad job at all. Also, DU, the DU Penguins, for their total stats, we have leading in total points is none other than Austin Bryan. Austin Bryan having a great game of 17 total points. Right behind him is Killian Lawson doing the hard work down low. Also, don't forget about total defensive rebounds. That is Killian Larson once again. Also, right behind him is Austin Graham. So the two freshmen showing up big and showing up huge for the DU Penguins. Right behind them, Alex Ward. Right now, DU is shooting 57% from the floor, 75% from the perimeter. You can give that thanks to Austin Bryan, and 77% from the line. Not too shabby at all. DU and Cal Maritime has been a close one. Both teams being very productive on the floor in terms of shooting percentages and scoring. We look forward to an exciting second half. We'll bring it to you with 2 minutes left here until we kick off once again. Until we continue. I shouldn't say kick off. Kick off is when you start. We're just coming back from a little bit of a rest. But the Penguins have played a tough, tough squad here tonight. Cal Maritime, they are not NCAA, but in previous seasons, they have been known to be a very physical, very tough team for the DUs. And I wouldn't be surprised if I saw Coach Savine try to stretch it out a little bit, get some of our shooters out on the floor, rain it down. We might see a lot more shots from Kellis Love, as well as a lot of great shots from players such as Xavier Muldrow, Mark Lewis, Alistair Flack. Also, wouldn't be bad to get Mike Wells in there and be a little bit of a game manager. But don't forget about the Cal Maritime Keel Haulers, who are carrying a very, very deep roster.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Now, what I was promising the fans in the first half was that you were going to come at us with the definition of Keel Haulers. And while you are getting that paperwork up, this is a special little interlude for Brenda and Steve. These are Muldrow's folks. Crank us up.
This is Xavier Muldrow from the men's basketball team, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, radio home of the Penguins.
All right. Thank you very much, Xavier. Big shout out to Muldrow's family listening down south, broadcasting worldwide. It's radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for Penguin basketball all season long. And Josh, talk to me about keel haulers.
Well, keel hauling is pretty much layman term. It's to drag along the keel. It was a severe form of corporal punishment meted out to sailors at sea, actually. The sailor was tied to a rope that was looped beneath the vessel, thrown overboard on one side of the ship, and dragged under the ship's keel onto the other side, as the hull was often covered in barnacles and other marine growth. This could result in cuts and under injuries. So the keel haulers, in a sense, were the guys doing the hauling. They were the one to hook you up to the rope and drag you up under the boat. So that is definitely the most devastating, That's the craziest mascot I've ever heard. I've heard tigers, lions, and bears,
yeah.
Raiders, and
stormy petrels,
buccaneers, and
bees,
all that. Bees, penguins,
slugs,
grizzlies, but I've never ever heard of a keel hauler, and we know why, because most schools probably are a little hesitant to name themselves a keel hauler.
Well, that's rough punishment. That sounds like one of my radio classes, if you don't turn your homework in on time. You never know. All right, fans, 20 minutes overhead. Radio.dominican.edu. That's the end of the halftime extravaganza. Good job, Josh. Clock rolls. Brandon Davis is in the house, fans. You heard his promo earlier. Oh, no, we haven't played that one. Maybe we'll get to it in the second half. Penguins on defense now. Penguins defending the southern hoop. Keel haulers. Oh, stripped away And DU with a turnover. Xander McNally stuffed the left mid in there and blocked the ball out of bounds. Not before one of the keel haulers poked at it. 35-29, DU on offense now.
Xander, I talked to him before the game. He said he takes a lot of pride in playing defense and getting steals. That is his thing. That is what he likes to do. And DU is looking for him to contribute that in this game.
Xavier Muldrow brings it up. Xavier's got the tiger striped socks on, the black and gold. 19.5. The Penguin. Xavier flips it off to Killian Larson, who drives the bucket but picks up a foul. That's an offensive charge, Josh.
Not a smart play by Larson, but he's a true freshman. You got to be a little more precise and show a little more finesse when heading to the basket, Sue.
All right. That's his second, fans. The first for the DUs in the second half. Penguins up by 6. Penguins had a rough go in the first half. Eddie Williams has got it. Eddie Williams spins under the hoop. The bucket goes, but it's waved off. He traveled with it as he spun on that right pivot foot. 29 for the keel haulers. Penguins on top with 35. Here's Muldrow outside, left side. Muldrow kicks off. Bryan on the way. Air ball. Bryan. Muldrow stuck an arm in there trying to get it back on the left wing, but he couldn't get it back. Now the keel haulers heave it to the other end. Josh Greenwell drives the lane. Left side. And a whistle. Penguins with the turnover, Josh. An unforced turnover. That one goes DU's way.
You have to capitalize on these mistakes from these other teams, Stu. That's one thing DU is going to have to do is capitalize on mistakes and make the smart plays when they count.
Radio.Dominican.edu. We're back underway, fans. Clock rolls. And now an off-ball whistle. Foul is called against Josh Greenwell, the 6'2" sophomore out of Vallejo. That's his third. One team foul committed by both squads in the second half. But Greenwell, who's been instrumental for the keel haulers, has three now. And we just started the second half. Here's Bryan for another three ball. On the way, two air balls in a row, Josh. And the keel hauler fans are letting him have it. As you might expect, 18.5 to go. Right side, Medeiros. Oh, it's blocked away! But that's a goaltend. That was a block by Bryan, but it was on its way in. No. I thought it was a goaltend, Josh, but apparently not, because the Penguins got the ball after the big block. Penguins got it. A good play there, I guess. I thought the DUs had committed a penalty, but a turnaround jumper by Killian Larson falls. Larson puts it back. And the DUs are up 37-31, 18-13 to go. Maritime's got it on the long end. Maritime off to our right. Xavier Muldrow is in the backcourt with the tiger stripes on. He's got those things halfway up his calf, Josh. And he's got some pretty nice tennies there, too. Here's a jumper by Medeiros. Softly, delicately, Medeiros short. Back off to Xavier after the rebound by the DUs. Muldrow now brings it up. Dribbles it left-handed. Bats the top of his head. Picks up a nice screen from Ward. Turn around. Kicks it back outside to Larson. Larson goes down low to Ward with the give and go. Ward drops a two ball and picks up a whistle.
And that's when vet experience comes into play from the big man Alex Ward. Working hard down low. Pulling the foul as well as getting the basket to fall. Great, great job, Alex Ward. That's why you bring these seniors. People ask why you have transfers, why you have these guys that transfer in for 1 year, two seasons, because they bring veteran experience to your team and they provide a whole other different perspective on the court.
Prendable has re-entered the game in place of Eddie Williams. Prendable at 6'7", he's a junior out of Modesto. The free throw goes, 40-31. DU starting to pull away, Josh. 17.5 to go in the second half, fans. With just one game tonight. DU volleyball on the air tomorrow night. Check the website for the side out. But for now, we're back to basketball. Clock rolls, 17.5. Medeiros brings it up for the keel haulers. Off to our left. Medeiros goes three ball left wing. Short. Tipped out. Penguins get the rebound. Xavier's got it. Oh, good footwork by Xavier Muldrow, fans. Now a no-look pass. Goes off the Penguins. Killian on the way. The putback doesn't fall. Bryan tried to get in there and get a mid on it, but he couldn't. Medeiros now after the keel haulers with a rebound. Stolen away! DU's got it left side on the way. Oh, no. McKinnon had it. Too much glass. Oh, McKinnon is going to see that on tape and want to shoot himself, Josh. That was such an easy play. Now the dribble drive by Pitt. I should say how easy it is. It actually is very difficult. It will be easy in his eyes, difficult from the fans' perspective. Now the dribble drive. Left side, Greenwell, 180. He drops a deuce. 40-33, Josh. 16:40 to go.
And I'm telling you, Stu, you hate to see plays like that, especially from such great freshmen as James McKinnon. Went so hard to the rim after the great steal, but just a little too much touch on the ball. Smarter plays. You got to be able to drop that. But you know what? We'll just mark that up to him being a true freshman. We've seen a lot of great play from James, and we're not going to take away from all the great he's done so far. But, Stu, it's been a very, very back-and-forth game. The DUs have showed a little dominance early in the second half. They've been able to establish great play defensively as well as limiting the turnovers. And that is a great, great thing. Any coach will tell you in any sport, turnovers will kill the game for you. Turnovers will make you lose. DU has done a good job in the second half limiting the turnovers, being able to capitalize on them, and getting to the line when it matters. Good play from Alex Ward. Good play from Austin Bryan, as well as Killian Larson doing some good work down low. You got to give props to the true freshmen, Stu.
How about we play this promo from our SID, Brandon Davis, right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, this is Brandon Davis, Sports Information Director at Dominican University of California, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins. Hey, this is Brandon Davis.
All right, thank you very much, B. Dave. 16:40 to go. Penguins on top by 7, 40-33. And the DUs are coming back out on the floor, Josh. DUs in the second half, looking pretty sharp. Penguins were funky in the first half, but they seemed to really get it together. Boy, I'll tell you what, fans. That game against Pacific Union was really something the other night. Pacific Union, the Pioneers, came in, played the Penguins very tough. DU scored 95. You don't see that too often. 16:35 to go, fans, and the clock rolls. Penguins on offense as Xavier Muldrow brings it up. He flips it off to the right side, McKinnon. Now they go down low to Bryan. Now Bryan works it indoors to Larson. Larson turns it around right over the top of Cerati. Good. 42-33. That was a nice assist there by Bryan. Bryan can shoot. Bryan can assist. Oh, man. And Xavier slams into Prendable. Prendable set up the screen. Xavier didn't even see him. Little old Muldrow just pounded into him, Josh. He wasn't even looking. It was absolutely blindsided right into the shoulder of Prendable. And, God, I got a headache just watching that one. But Xavier's a tough guy. And Xavier is okay. He brings it in, but he's got the shirt untucked on his uniform. He hit Prendable so hard, it actually pulled his shirt right out of his uni. I like to see him get that thing tucked in. You know, Xavier looking cool when the uniform's all in place, but right now the jersey's out. It came flying out when he slammed into the shoulder of Prendable. He didn't even see it. Three ball, long range, on the way, McKinnon. Good! 45-33, DU's pulling away. 15:42 to go, fans, in the second half. Medeiros brings it up across the timeline on the right edge. Now he crosses over the middle of the court. Now he goes back to the other side. 180, has it stripped away by Ward. Ward reached in and grabbed it, but then he had a whistle. A whistle on Ward, Josh, I don't know why. Yeah, the foul against Ward. I didn't see it, did you?
I didn't see it at all. To me, it looked like good defensive by Ward. He had his head on a swivel. Great heads-up play to snatch the ball and to get the run. But you know what? Sometimes it goes your way and sometimes it doesn't, Stu. But nevertheless, a great, great defensive awareness by Alex Ward.
McNally's come back into the game in place of Xavier Muldrow. Good showing by Muldrow. Second game of the season, fans. Up and under Medeiros. Medeiros takes it himself. No. It's out of bounds off of the Penguins. And right under the hoop, it'll be maritime ball. 45-33. We're inside of 15 and a half, fans. Burchell has re-entered the game. Piatt looking for a place to put it. He's got three. He's got two. He's got one. Oh, delay of game. Piatt could not get the ball in bounds in time, Josh. And that's an unforced error. The Penguins will get it now on the long end, and the D's will take it.
And that's what Dominican head coach Brett Tavani loves, good defense, make the other team uncomfortable, make them play your game, and that's what Dominican is doing right now, Stu.
Yeah, good call. Tavani does love the defense. He only authored the book, Defending the Middle Half. You'll find that thing on Amazon.com, no doubt. One of the great defensive coaches, I'd say, in the world, Josh. Anybody want to argue with me? And I say bring it. In fact, you can bring it on the AOL Instant Messenger if you don't believe me. You can contact Josh and I right here on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. And by the way, fans, if you'd like to email us and tell us what a wonderful job we're doing or otherwise, you can do so by emailing us at radio@dominican.edu. We'd love your comments. We'd love your criticism. Uh-oh, Medeiros goes right edge. Three ball on the way, and it's good. 45-36. Quick transition. Penguins work it down. How two ball, 47-36, 14 and a half to go.
How about the athletic play by Austin Bryan, catching the ball at the end of the fingertips, keeping it from going out of bounds, the twist and up under the rim. You got to love the play from the true freshman.
Now with the palms to the ceiling, Tavani comes up on his feet. He doesn't like the whistle. And there's a media timeout. And Josh, how about another promo? This one's from our head trainer, Jesse Mazza.
Hey, this is DU head athletic trainer Jesse Mazza, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins. Hey, this is DU.
There we go, Josh. 14:23 to go, fans. And speaking of radio.dominican.edu, Josh and I will be back on the air tomorrow night with DU Volleyball as Roger Goodwin and the ladies welcome Grand Canyon in the house. Josh, that's Friday the 13th. Tomorrow, I feel lucky. 7 o'clock, side out. Josh and I will be here, and we'll be here Saturday as well when Grand Canyon rounds out the season. That'll be senior night. Grand Canyon, Friday and Saturday. Tomorrow and the following night, senior night on Saturday, where the Penguins will say goodbye to the seniors. It's always an emotional night, Josh, and they'll finish up their first NC2A season.
No doubt about it, Stu. We'll definitely miss all our seniors who have played here at Dominican University, and we'll always miss the ones that are to come here at DU. I know I'm about to be a senior next year. It's going to be sad. I might shed a tear, but it's all right. I'll still be calling games here with the one and only Stuart Horn. But right now, it is pretty much a slugfest. Even though DU has stepped ahead, we've seen a lot of great play, and I love the way they have capitalized on the mistakes and the errors of Cal Maritime.
All right, 14:23 to go, fans. 47-36. Yeah, and the Penguins are playing pretty nicely. All right under the hoop are the Keel Haulers. And they're attacking the hoop that they're going in for. And they've got 1 second to bring it in. And they do to Brichel. And it's an air ball. Oh, no. And Love gets absolutely hammered. Brichel came over his right shoulder. Love hits the deck. He got horse collared there, Josh. That didn't seem very fair. That was a face mask and a 15-yard penalty as Love feels a left cheek for blood. He's okay. Brichel's got it down low. Maritime got the ball. I guess it was out of bounds off the Penguins. Oh, Medeiros gets blocked by McNally. Said no, McNally. Absolutely stuffed him on the way. Love, three ball short. Put back. Austin Bryan buries the two ball. 49-36. The Penguin fans are going nuts. Holy cow, this place is rocking, Josh. 49-36, fans. We're inside of 14 minutes. Great play by the DUs. Starting to pull away. Penguin fans insisting on Big D. Here's Medeiros. 180. No whistle. Medeiros to Prendable. Left the edge. Back up the top. Left wing. Medeiros has got it. Seven on the shot. Six. Medeiros long range on the way. Missed it left. Taking down Brichel. Reset shot clock off the glass. Good for two. 49-38. 13:17 to go. The clock rolls. Second half action. We're at 8:13, fans, p.m. on the West Coast. Penguins now work it to the other end. From Bryan to McKinnon. McKinnon is found by Bryan on the assist. Turns around. Two ball, 51-38. Inside of 13. Penguins working very quickly. Prendable's got it. Prendable is absolutely wrapped up by McKinnon. McKinnon out of Melbourne at 6'5", the freshman, has got in there, got in his face, and picked up his third foul. I don't think McKinnon needed to do that, Josh. Fourth team foul committed by the Penguins. Three committed by the Keel Haulers. Alistair Flagg getting ready to re-enter. And Daniel Gresham has entered the game for Bryan Rooney. Gresham, a 6'1" senior out of Stockton. Where's number four? And he and Medeiros are playing 2-1 on the point. 12-7, 12:45 to go, fans, in the second half. Maritime's got it. Over to Gresham. Gresham on the left wing. Gresham throws over to Williams, who almost let it get away. Williams slips. Love now with a strip. Love goes one-on-one. Love goes left side. No look pass. Love on the way. Flips it over to Bryant. Good for two. Bryant buries it and gets a whistle. And a timeout called immediately following the bucket as it fell, Josh. 53-38 fans. 12 and a half to go. Here's Josh.
No doubt about it, Stu. We've seen DU step up big in this second half. We've seen that so far this season. They seem to be in a great second half team, but they are loving it here in this game. They have stepped up. They have came back, made the proper plays, gotten steals. That's what I'm loving. Such fast guards on this squad this year, getting a lot of steals, capitalizing defensively, and making the other squad pay for it. Cal Maritime's going to have to come up with an answer quick because DU is starting to stretch the lead inch by inch, foot by foot, Stu. It is looking good for the Dominican Penguins.
How about a promo from Gabby Pecora, Josh? Get ready to crank it up.
Hey, this is Gabby Pecora from Dominican Volleyball, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins. Hey, this is Gabby.
Hey, this is Stuart Horn, and Josh Johnson is alongside. 12:29 to go, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. Penguins are up in this one. Penguins opened up huge. Then they kind of got sour. And now they're looking better all the time. Penguins creating a little bit of daylight, 53-38. I'll tell you what, Josh, the Conlin Center is rocking tonight, and they are rocking it hard. Penguins now back out on the floor. And all the referees are back out there. Brandon Davis is in the house, ladies and gentlemen, and here's Josh.
And the Penguins are doing what every great NCAA team has been able to do. You make adjustments and you change up your style. You make adjustments in the middle of the game. You don't change up your style so much, but that's the key to being a successful squad, is recognizing your opponent, making the adjustments, and coming out on top.
12:18 to go, fans. The clock rolls. Williams has got it. Top of the key. Down low for Brian Rooney. Turn around. Brochelle is good. Brochelle out of Petersburg, Alaska. Cans the deuce from 8 feet, the 6'7 freshman. Penguins back on defense. Penguins up now by 13. 12 minutes exactly. Al Flack has re-entered the game. He goes to Kellis Love. Love goes top of the key and picks up a screen. He drifts over to the left side, throws it back off to Brian on the right. Now back over to down low to Al. Al works it. Down low, Alex Ward, turnaround jumper, no. Rebound, McNally. Oh, McNally throws into the backcourt, but Al Flack manages to save it with about 6 inches to spare from a backcourt penalty. Clock is at 23. Here's a jumper now, left side by Brian. Long range, no. Brian had 4 3 balls in the first half, Josh, but he doesn't have any in the second half. We're at 11:31 to go, and he missed it. The foul then subsequently called against one of the Penguins. It's called against McKinnon. No, it's called against McNally. That's his second, the fifth team foul for the DUs. Killian Larson has re-entered the game in place of Brian. So Brian missed a long-range one, then the foul. Then Brian gets yanked. 11 and a half to go, fans. Keel holler ball in the backcourt for the Penguins is Al Flack. Just one DU back there. Off to our right. And the keel haulers try and work it up from right to left. Now right in front of us and drifting to our left is Daniel Gresham. Gresham works it down low. He gets it to Burchell, who just scored the deuce. 11:10 to go. Burchell, long range from the right elbow. Backs up, buckles, in and out. Penguins down with it. Rebound McNally, left side. Penguins work it down low very quickly. Larson thinking about it, whistle. Larson pivoted and then got the whistle. 11:01 to go, Josh. Penguins by 13. DUs will have it right under the bucket they're going after. Foul is called against Jordan Burchell, the 6'7 freshman. Burchell's doing it all. Burchell's shooting, he's assisting, and he's fouling. 11:01, very aggressive is Burchell. Penguins now will have it on the inbounds. They get it in. Down low, Larson had it, almost swiped away. Larson's in trouble under the hoop. Larson kick out. On the way with the jumper. Uh-oh, down low. It was blocked as McNally went up with a jumper from 9. McNally was rejected. 10:45 to go. Gresham to bring it up. Left side, now he drifts right. Now he flips it off to Piot. Now left edge, working it for Awol. Awol gets it back to Gresham, who goes down low to Burchell. Burchell has it absolutely rejected by Larson, but he gets his own rebound. Now it's put back by Awol. 2 ball. Check it, 3. From 22. Great shot there by Awol. Inside of 10 and a half. Penguins up by 10 over Brian Rooney's Keel Haulers. Left side, Al Flack goes up. Al Flack gets an arm in the face. Al Flack is okay as he pops back up. Flack hit the deck, Josh, and he'll go to the line. Oh, Flack, I thought Flack got hammered right in the face. Now, Flack's a toughie. He pops right back up. The Australian is Flack. Been a great Penguin his 4 years. Shout out to Melbourne. 10-17 to go. Flack on the line, number three, on the way. Oh, Flack short. I wanted to say good day, Josh, but I say good night. And Gresham out of the game. He gets yanked.
How about the great players we've had come out of Australia for the DUs?
Oh, a bunch of them. David Moore and a bunch. Oh, no. And Flack missed both of them. Ow. One of the best free throw shooters in the league last year, Flack, missed them both here. And that's not like him. Coming up on 10 minutes, fans, Medeiros with a rebound. Medeiros goes the length of the court. Medeiros goes up and missed it, but the putback, Burchell, good finger roll. Michelle waiting, perfect position. 53-45 Penguins inside of 10 minutes, fans. Penguins have got it, and Flack's got it. Flack will shake off those two missed freebies. He flips it off to Kellis Love, and a travel on the exchange from Flack to Love. An immediate timeout, Josh. And that means we can bring you one of our new promos, fans. And this one is from our strength and conditioning coach, Jeff Stanley.
Hey, this is DU's strength and conditioning coach, Jeff Stanley. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins. Hey, this is DU's strength.
You can see I have that on repeat, Josh. When we come back, fans, it'll be 9:46 to play. 53-45. The Penguins are on top with analysis. Here's my partner, the trusty, my trusty partner, off to my right, Josh Johnson.
Well, no doubt about it, Stu. One thing I also like to highlight in this game, besides the great play we've seen from Flack, who's into the game, as well as McNally, let's highlight the battle of the freshmen is what I'm calling it. And that's between Killian Larson and Jordan Burchell. They're both 6'. Jordan Burchell coming in, the freshman from Alaska, 6'7". He's a true freshman. Killian Larson, 6'10", from Washington. Both of these guys have been going head-to-head all day long in the paint. Two big men for their squad. And they are playing a great, magnificent game. Both getting up on each other. One having a good play. The other one having a great play. Back and forth. I'm loving the battle I'm seeing and the tenacity I'm seeing from true freshmen. It tells you a lot about the recruiting of both these great coaches and the great players they can bring in here to these programs, Stu.
All right, fans. 9:46 to go. The clock is about to roll, and it does roll. As Eddie Williams brings it in for the Keel Haulers under head coach Brian Rooney. Penguins under head coach Brett Tavani playing pretty nicely tonight. D's up by 8. Clock rolls. We're coming up on 9.5. Kellis Love playing some massive defense, Josh. I would not want to be trying to score against Love right now. He is really fast, and it goes out of bounds off of Medeiros. Medeiros lying on the floor. Medeiros, he didn't like the call, and Rooney didn't like the call either. All Rooney shook it off there. I thought it was out of bounds off of Alistair Flack, and Medeiros did too, and Rooney did too. But Rooney just lets it go. He's not going to argue that one. I'll tell you, when Rooney was a player for the Penguins back in the day, he was one of the best arguers in the league. And Al Flack now drifts through the paint. Al had nowhere to put it, and he ends up on his stomach. Flack falls down. Now a long-range three ball. Air ball chucked up by Robert Awell, the 5'11 junior out of Sacto. Penguins come down with it. That's a rebound by Larson. Although it went right into Larson's hands. He didn't have to jump for it or box out or anything. I mean, it was a total air ball. Now the Penguins work it down low. Good place there. Good play there by Al. As Flack got it down low, the turnaround jumper by Ward doesn't fall. 8:50 to go. Dews give it back. Medeiros will bring it up. Penguins maintaining that margin of 8. Haven Piatt's got it on the left wing. 16 on the shot. Driving in. Now down low. Keel Haulers. Work it. Good play there from Eddie Williams to Jordan Burchell, who scores a deuce from the left baseline jumper. 53-47. We're inside 8.5, fans. Flack's got it. Now they go to the elbow. Flack, now they work it down low. Flack moves over to the right side. Shot on goal by Alex Ward. 6-footer, good. Coming up on 8 minutes, fans. Shot clock resets. 35 for the men, 30 for the women. Now a slip-slidey jumper there by Eddie Williams, left side. Williams thinking jumper, but before that he was fouled by Alex Ward, the 6'5 senior out of Reading. Came out of Shasta High School, Josh. And that's his second, the sixth team foul committed by the Penguins. Flack to the bench, Love to the bench, Muldrow back in there, and McKinnon re-enters. Penguins now on defense. Keelhaulers bring it in. Shot on goal goes off, no good. Piatt couldn't get it to fall. Penguins with the rebound. 7:50 to go. 7:50 fans. 7:50. Xavier brings it up. He goes right side. DU's now on offense. Penguins looking for something. Big defense now by Rooney's guys. Penguins on offense. Clean look right side. Wide open three ball. Goes off now by McNally. No, he missed it left. Taken down Medeiros with the rebound. 7.5 to go, fans. Penguins on top, 55-47. Long two ball with his foot on the line by Haven Pyatt. That one goes. 7:20 to go. Penguins are not comfortable, Josh. Not by a long shot. Here's a soft jumper by McKinnon. It falls. Whistle before the ball was let go of. McKinnon, no bucket. And I don't know what the call was, Josh, but they waved it off.
They called a travel. They called a travel on James McKinnon. I saw no such thing. He pretty much caught the ball, pulled up for the jumper. Seemed like a clean play, but, hey, I don't argue with the refs. Well, I've been in trouble for that before.
Yeah, and, you know, it happened right in front of Tavani, and Tavani didn't argue it either, so he must have seen it. 7:02. Boy, if there was not much of a travel there. One of the fans in the crowd there has the Australian flag. They keep waving at Al every time Flat comes in, as you might expect. And now the Penguins on defense. It's stripped away by the DUs, but Williams comes up with it. Williams runs it in the one-on-one and drives it home. 55-51. Now Xavier Muldrow's got it. Xavier drifts over to the right. Now he goes back between the circles, left side. Now the Penguins work it up, and an unforced turnover. One of the Keelhaulers hits the deck. The Penguins by four with 6:35 to go. Conlon Center is loaded on the Penguins side. Penguin cheerleaders are just behind the point where the ball has come in bounce. Thrown in by Maritime Academy. CSU in the house. 6.5 to go. Penguins by four now.
This is when defense becomes crucial, Stu.
Yeah, good point. Keelhaulers have cut it to four. Now driving in is Williams. Now up on his feet is Coach Tavani. And the shot is a little bit short. Tavani wanted the foul. He doesn't get it. Now down low to McKinnon. Now outside. Head fake. Xavier on the way from the line. Xavier short. Put back DU's too much. Whistle. And the rebound by Greenwell. And it might be Penguin ball, Josh. Let's see what the call is. Nope. The foul is called against Alex Ward. Oh, wait a minute. The foul is not against Ward. It's against Andrew Medeiros. That's his first. Medeiros has played almost every minute of the game. Penguin ball. Short end. 6 minutes. On the way. Three ball. Bryan. Short. Back at him. Rebound. Maritime. Hauled in by Piatt. 55-51 fans. 5:45 to go. Medeiros brings it up. He moves over to the left side, now slowly, methodically to the right. Oh, good foot fake by Medeiros. He flips it over to Prendable. Thinks three ball. Sets up the screen. Back off to Medeiros. Drives the paint left side. On the way, Penguins. Oh, nope. Prendable had it for an instant. Now the DUs get it. Fast break, other end. McKinnon left side. On the way, McKinnon and a whistle. And I don't know what McKinnon was doing. He just flailed one up there, Josh. 5.5 to go.
And there is a player down right now on the court, Stu. I believe that is Andrew Medeiros, the senior guard from Santa Rosa.
Jesse Mazza is out on the floor, fans. And while Josh and I break, let's bring this to you.
Hi, fans. This is head coach Brett Tavani. I'm not running the DU men's basketball team through drills. I listen to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins and the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
All right, fans. Medeiros has popped back up on his feet, and he is okay. He was down for a moment, and I think he just got popped in the jaw, Josh. He came up rubbing the jaw, but he's all right. So that was a quick official timeout. Jesse Mazza ran out on the floor. Made sure Medeiros was okay. Medeiros will take a quick breather. And Rooney was right back out there with 5.5 to go, fans. Penguins by 4. 17 fouls committed by the DU, 6 committed by the Maritimes. 5:27 to go and the clock rolls. We're back underway as Gresham brings it up. Gresham, a 6'1" senior out of Stockton. Rooney's hometown. Oh, man. And Keelhaulers almost gave it away. Eddie Williams has got it. Heads up play there by Williams. Now Gresham. He's looking for a place to put it. He's got nowhere to put it. He gets it back off to Williams, then sets up the screen, and they shake it loose. 14 on the shot clock. Williams out on the right wing. Williams gets it down to Burchell. Williams, oh, he has it blocked! Burchell tried to get the layup there, but Killian Larson, the 6'10" Larson, sticks the arm up and just stripped it away at the apex of the shot. 4:47 to go. Tyler Sokol not playing tonight, by the way, fans, with a hip flexor injury. So Sokol will keep you up to date on him as the games go by. But he told Josh and I before the game that he'd be okay for Sunday. Penguin women will be playing, Penguin women's basketball, be playing Monday night against Cal Poly Pomona as we are in the timeout, Josh. Timeout, immediate timeout. 4:46 to go at the end of this timeout. Penguin women against Cal Poly Pomona. The return of Scott Davis. Scott Davis, the Penguin women's coach in 2004 when we won our first women's championship. And he now is the head coach over at Cal Poly Pomona. And they will be in the house on Monday. And how about one more of our promos for you, Josh?
Hi there. This is Allison Black, the men's basketball team, speaking on radio.dominican.edu. The radio home of the Penguins.
All right, that was Alistair Flack with our promo. 4:46 to go. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, radio.dominican.edu. It's 55-51. It's anybody's game, Josh. What are you thinking?
What I'm thinking right now is this is where you come down to what you call, I know it's a cliche, but we call it clutch time. Last 5 minutes of the game is real clutch depending on how the outcome is going to be. You got to play smart defense, and you have to capitalize offensively every chance you get. So DU is really going to have to tighten up, as we say, in this the end of this second half to pull out a win and be able to come out 2-0 going into PacWest Conference play. But as you know, nothing would be better facing the USF team this next Monday than a solid, solid boost of momentum from this win against Cal Maritime if DU can pull it off. But it's a tall order right now. I won't say it's a tall order, but it's going to be close, and I'm on the edge of my seat, Stu.
4:46 to go when we resume play, fans. Just a few seconds from now, 55-51. Our Penguin fans are getting into this overhead music. Something crazy around here. Penguins by 4. Austin Bryan will go to the line for the DUs. And we're looking around for a game ball, Josh. all the referees are out there. Nobody's got a ball.
That would be important.
you might
need that.
You might think so. Bryan was 4-for-4 from inside the arc in the first half. 4-for-4 outside the arc. And Bryan had 2 rebounds in the first half, so pretty good work there. He missed this one, though. 4:44 to go, fans, and the Penguins needed that one big time, and they couldn't get it from Bryan, who was shooting beautifully in the first half, really cooled off in the second half. Now the Penguins are up by 4, but they're on defense with 4.5 to go. Medeiros on the way. Medeiros, big 3-ball. Medeiros, air ball, ripped down by Greenwell. Greenwell with a shot on goal, gets it off, and Greenwell reaches in. Greenwell popped the ball against the face of Killian Larson, and he picks up a foul for that. So Greenwell reached in and just absolutely batted it away, and that's his 5th. And Greenwell, with 4.5 to go, Josh, just fouled out of the game. And that's going to hurt Rooney, because Greenwell has been a massive factor in this game.
Well, Greenwell has been, I mean, he's been pretty much superb in this game. He's been working hard down low, also on the perimeter, trying to get some shots up, trying to pressure the big men down low as well with his fast, quick play. But, you know, that's definitely something that's going to hurt this Maritime squad. They have to find a replacement. They have to be able to step up.
He didn't need to do that either. That was a foolish foul from Greenwell, who's just been a huge component for the Keel Haulers' effort tonight. And so to the line is Killian Larson, the 6'10 freshman out of Puyallup. Now he's got his, I can't tell if his, no, his jersey's kind of half out. Oh, he missed this one way right. I mean, that was not even close, Josh. Not only was it right, it was very deep. Clock rolls, 4:14. The Penguins are just giving away the freebies. That's two free ones in a row. And Keel Haulers with a rebound. Medeiros now, he's got the ball on the left wing. He flips it off to the left side to Awol. Awol goes back down low to Burchell. Burchell shot on goal, and he gets it to fall. Penguins by two, 55-53, inside of 4 minutes. Penguins will bring it up now on the right side. This one's going to come right down to the wire, Josh. Can the Dews hang on, fans? It's been back and forth all night. Long three ball. Oh, no. Air ball by McKinnon. And James throws one into the Penguin cheerleaders. Right when the Penguins needed it, McKinnon, a lefty, let that one fly. And he absolutely shanked it left, Josh. Not now, fans. Not now. Medeiros brings it up. Medeiros now directing traffic. He surveys. He dumps it off on the right edge to Prendable. Prendable now. Oh, almost threw it away to Awol. Awol now flips it off to Medeiros. Penguin fans want the defense. Medeiros has got it. Medeiros sets up the screen from Prendable. Takes it. Goes over to the right side. Back over to Williams. Williams goes off the glass. Tie game. 55 up. The Penguins cannot defend this. 3 minutes exactly, fans. Dews need the home court advantage as Alex Ward almost threw it away, but the Penguins got it back. Ward thinking about it. Down low, McKinnon, Larson, turnaround, jumper, Larson. Penguins by two. 57-55, 2:45 to go, fans. Medeiros pushes it up left side across the timeline. Medeiros with the shiny runners goes left side. Medeiros, number three, left wing. He's way out there, too far to shoot. 2.5 to go, fans. Penguins by two. Medeiros goes behind the back. Medeiros goes 180. Medeiros against three Penguins. Medeiros strips it away. Everybody falls on the ball. Timeout called by Rooney. And that was a heads-up play there by the head coach of the Keel Haulers, Brian Rooney. And now the Penguin fans are totally into it as the Penguins only lead by two. You're listening to DU Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins radio. Dominican.edu.
First clutch game of the season, Stu, and you'd rather have it here at home with their home fans all hype and excited, ready for the team to come back. DU has to maintain their composure and has to be smart defensively, Stu. This is where it comes into play. Who's going to make the big play?
This is Dominican's Athletic Director, Terry Toomey, welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Athletics on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, that is our new AD, Terry Toomey. 2:25 to go, fans. Penguins by two, 57-55. The end of the timeouts come. We're coming down the wire, fans. Penguins by two. Now, the Keel Haulers have committed 18 fouls, while the Penguins have committed 7. Maritime's going to have it on the short end. They've got 5 seconds to bring it in. They had one delay of game earlier. After 3 seconds of waiting, they get it in to Williams. Left side, Williams. Oh, Williams has it stripped away by Larson again. Larson, another rejection. McKinnon now, right side. McKinnon kicks off to Ward. Slows things down. 2:10 to go in the second half. This is it, fans. Now resetting the play is McNally. Coming up on 2 minutes. Penguins by only 2 points. 2 minutes to go, fans. 2 minutes exactly from the free throw line. Larson down low. Finds Alex Ward, the 6'5 senior. Ward buries a deuce right side. Inside of 2, 1:50 to go. Penguins by 4, 59-55. Keel Haulers have got it. Left side. Medeiros three ball on the way. Oh, deep. Tipped out now. Larson, now the putback and the whistle goes away to the Keel Haulers. Getting ready to re-enter the game is Gresham. The whistle will send fouls against Larson, and that's his fourth. Oh, boy, I don't want to lose Larson. And that's going to send one of the keel haulers to the line. And, in fact, it's going to be Brichelle. Brichelle at 6'7" has a chance to bring the keel haulers within two. Currently 59-55. 1:38 to go, fans. Penguin fans stomping all over the place. Oh, he missed the first one, Josh. And Brichelle turns around in disbelief. And he hates it.
Free throws are crucial when you get this late in the game, Stu. You're crucial. You're down. It's a minute and 38 left. You got to make your free throws because chances are the other team is not going to try to foul you often. You got to capitalize on free points.
Awell out. Gresham in for the keel haulers. Brichelle to the line. Penguin fans pounding on everything they can get their hands and feet on. On the way. Oh, he missed the second one. Rebound. Gresham. Turnaround. Jumper. Gresham off the glass. It does not fall. Whistle. Alex Ward's going to pick it up. Penguins managed to burn a couple seconds off the clock. And we'll go back to the line as Williams will get a chance to do it. And that's the third foul committed by Ward. Timeout. Called by the Penguins, Josh. Oh, man. So right after the free throw, instantly subsequent to the missed free throw, the Penguins foul again, Josh, and I hate to see that. How about, while I hate to see that, I love to hear this.
This is head women's basketball coach Brianna Chambers welcoming you to another exciting night of Penguin basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Yes, that's right. Coach Chambers will be in action with the Penguin women on Monday night as the Penguin ladies welcome in the Broncos from Cal Poly Pomona. Josh and I will be here. That is a 5:30 tip-off, fans. 5:30. Don't be late. Penguin women, Monday night. 1:33 to go. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters in this barn burner. Penguins and the keel haulers. 59-55. Second half action. To the line is Eddie Williams, a 6'4" junior out of Stockton. He wipes off the bottom of the tennies. Gets all the dust off of there so he doesn't slip around. Toes the line. Penguin fans coming unglued. First one, nothing but swish. Penguins up by three. Williams will get to go to the line again. For all the information on DU Athletics fans, check out DominicanAthletics.com. To the line is Williams on the way. Second one is missed. With a 1:30 left in this one, the Penguins' lead is three. Only three. McKinnon with a rebound. Penguins are going to eat a little bit of the clock now, Josh. They got to work it. 22 on the shot clock. Now in the backcourt, the Penguins bring it up. McNally calls out the play. He's got Gresham on him. Now he fakes forward. 12 on the shot clock. Penguins working it over to the left side, Brian. Now he flips it back to the top of the key, McKinnon. On the way, 8 on the shot. Penguins maintain control. 6, 5 on the turnaround. Oh, it's short on the jumper by Ward. And the Penguins need to score. The Penguins need to score more than they need to eat the clock. Penguins trail. Excuse me, the Penguins are up by three. Here's Medeiros outside. Penguins on defense. Foul committed by Ward, his fourth. 47 seconds, fans, as Brichelle hits the deck. Oh, man, and Ward picks up another one. 47 seconds to go. Brichelle will go back to the line. Brichelle, only a half a minute ago, was on the line, Josh, where he missed both. Brichelle has a chance to bring the keel haulers within one with a lot of time to go. On the way, backspin, good. Brichelle rattles it in there. Brichelle now, oh man, this place gets loud, Josh, when the DU fans start to focus on the opposing team. Brichelle toes the line, a little bit left of center, close stance, on the way, backspin, he makes them both, whistle, timeout Rooney, and a good timeout called, by the Keel Haulers. 47.7 seconds at the end of this timeout. The Penguins' lead is only one, Josh. Just 1 point separating these two teams. With 47.7 to go, that's an eternity.
Right now, Stu, it seems like it's going to be a chess game between the two coaches, Tavani and Rooney. Right now, what kind of play they're going to run upcoming here, how they're going to get on the rebound. DU, this is where you see what your team is made of pretty much, Stu. Late clutch experience. We're going to have a lot of this in the NCAA. We're going to face a lot of teams tougher than Maritime. So Dominican really needs this win for momentum. They need this win for confidence, and this is going to be crucial to how we enter our next game and how we approach our next opponent, how you can handle yourselves in the clutch, who you trust, who you're going to go to, how you can stay together as a team, not get flustered, and stay strong when you go deep into a game, Stu. This is pretty much as real as it gets.
The last 47 seconds, fans, this is, as Josh alluded to, a chess match, and this is where the coaches earn their pay. Clock rolls. Penguins by one. 41 seconds to go. 28 on the shot clock. Right side, Penguins are aggressive. McNally drives in. Loose ball. The D's come back up with it. 33, 32. Penguins down low. Oh, no. Too much glass. Stolen away. D's have got it in a whistle. 26 seconds to go.
Hey, we got one.
Oh, no. Oh. The foul is called against Jordan Burchell. That's his fourth. And the good news, fans, is Killian Larson for the DUs will have a chance to extend the Penguin lead. On the way, missed it. The Penguins have coughed up three or four freebies, Josh, in the final minutes of this game. And while early in the game it's bad enough to miss the free ones, it's terrible late. 26.7 seconds to go. Penguins by one. Only one. Still a lot of time to go. Killian Larson on the way. Everybody boxing out it goes. Penguins by two. Clock rolls. No. Timeout. And the referees want additional time rolled onto the clock. And they move it to 26.7. Only 4/10 of a second had rolled off, but at this point, that's a lot, Josh. Maritime's going to have it. And they do. They bring it in, and the clock rolls. Medeiros brings it up. Timeout call by Brian Rooney, Josh. Wow. I'm so excited, Josh. I've got to bring one more of these to you. Are you ready for me?
I'm ready.
Hi there. This is Alistair Black, the men's basketball team, speaking on radio.dominican.edu. The radio home of the Penguins.
All right, fans, that was Alistair Flack with our promo. Shout out to Melbourne, 24.4 when we return. 60-58, Penguins by two. A lot of time to go, Josh. It is a chess match now. This is a battle of the coaches. Any way you look at it, that final 45 seconds of play comes down to Rooney versus Tavani. And Rooney played under Tavani when Rooney was a point guard here at Dominican. Now he's the head coach at Cal State University Maritime, going up against his old coach, one of the best defensive coaches on earth, in Brett Tavani. How much did Rooney learn? Did he learn a lot from the coach? Did he learn enough to squeak past him? Penguins by two. We'll find out in the next 24.4 seconds of play, Josh. It is currently 8:48 p.m. on the West Coast, fans. In California, in the good old U.S. of A. Less than 25 seconds to go. That's the end of the timeout. Penguins are back out on the floor. Keel Haulers back out on the floor. Keel Haulers will have the ball. Piatt's going to bring it in. Defending Piatt will be McKinnon. Right in front of him. Piatt gets it in, the clock rolls, 23. Medeiros has got it. A three-pointer could kill the DUs. Medeiros goes top of the key. Over to Williams. Williams kicks it way outside. Medeiros has got it. 11 seconds. The Penguins are just going to try and get the last shot off, but Medeiros gets it off to tie the game at 60. 6 seconds, five, here come the DUs, five on four, three, on the way, jumper softly, in and out, does not fall, buzzer, game tied. Rudy ties the game. And we'll go to overtime, and that's just what the Keel Haulers were looking for. Josh, in the last 5 seconds of play, the Keel Haulers wanted that last shot, and they got it. The Penguins could not get it to fall. We'll go to overtime. 5 minutes overhead, 60 up.
Well, we knew it was going to be a good one, Stu, but I had no idea it'd be this great. Cal Maritime is able to go ahead, tie it up. DU had three putback opportunities, couldn't get the ball to drop. Overtime is the way we'll have it, and you know what? I think the Penguins are ready. They'll take it in overtime, and this is where you separate the men from the boys, Stu. Tight game situations. This is where you find out what your team's made of down the stretch. This is what we're going to find out and know about the DU squad in the first and the beginning of an era in the NCAA PacWest Conference. How are we going to handle the pressure, Stu?
Oh, man. Well, first battle between Rooney and Tavani. The first battle, I'm going to say, went the way of Rooney. The Penguins had it for the taking. Whatever play Rooney put together foiled the Penguins' attempt to close them out. They got the last shot up. They got the last bucket. The DUs did have a chance, but they couldn't put it together. 60 up, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting worldwide with NC2A basketball, Penguin style, from Dominican University of California. So we're going to tip off a five-minute game in overtime. We're going to start this whole mess over, Josh.
Oh, man, I'm growing gray hair, Stu.
In the middle, Alex Ward for the Penguins. Brichel for the Keel Haulers. The Penguins have already put the Keel Haulers in double bonus with 10 fouls in the second half. We're now in overtime, fans. The clock rolls. Penguin fans, about 300 strong, are going nuts. Great night of basketball. Thursday night. Class is in session. Uh-oh. Slipping. Keel Haulers had it. Gresham had it, and he slipped all over the place, but they didn't get the call. No travel. Medeiros has got the ball. Medeiros did a lot of damage to the Penguins in the first half. Medeiros dribble drive, right side. Oh, he goes up. He falls off of it. He gets the bucket. Medeiros now pumps his fist. He gets the whistle. Bucket counts. 4:27. Medeiros to the line. And the Penguins will have a chance. No, check it. The Keel Haulers will have a chance to go up by three. Very early in the overtime. 62-60. Medeiros on the line. Wide open stance. Left foot way back. 3-point advantage after Medeiros cans the freebie. 63-60, Keel Haulers. Right side. Penguins work it. Penguins attacking that northern hoop. Cerate, check it. Penguins on offense. Turnaround jumper by McNally, and it's good.
That was James McKinnon on the jumper, Stu. Great, great job by McKinnon, able to flush the two.
Boy, from here, I don't know what I did, but McKinnon had a nice 180 jumper. Saw the buckle. Saw him go for it. Penguins almost managed to tie 63-62. Penguins are back on defense after the Keel Haulers couldn't put anything together on that previous series. D's have got it left side. They need to slow things down. Now turning around. In the paint. Ward shoots it. Sky hook, no. Tipped out by Larson. Into the hands of Medeiros. He brings it up the left edge. Right in front of the scorer's table. 3.5 to go. 63-62, fans. Penguins on defense now. Now driving back right side, Medeiros. He's short, gets his own rebound. The putback, no. Medeiros gets another rebound. Three shots on goal, Medeiros, and he does not get it to fall. He missed it three times, but he did draw the whistle.
You know what, Stu? I hate to be critical of the officials and referees, but they are calling a lot of tic-tacky stuff late in this game. I just have to say, I saw nothing but great defense on the DUs. Take nothing away from the great play of Cal Maritime, but I did not see the foul on that one, Stu, at all.
Shout out to Maritime fans listening worldwide under their head coach, Brian Rooney. one of the greatest Penguins in Dominican history, 63-62. Rooney used to play for Tavani. Rooney was here, the point guard, when the Penguins won their first CalPAC championship in basketball. Rooney now the head coach of the Keel Haulers. Al Flack has re-entered the game. Kellis Love has re-entered the game. For the mighty Penguins, 3:13 to go. Penguins trail by one, 63-62. Shout out to Penguin fans worldwide. Radio.dominican.edu. Oh, man, this is nutty in the Conlin Center. The place is loaded with crazy Penguin fans. Medeiros on the way. Good Medeiros has been very tough down the stretch. Keel Haulers lead is two. Andrew Medeiros, the 6'1 senior out of Santa Rosa, on the way. And he knocks down another one. Keel Haulers lead is three. Coming up on 3 minutes. Alistair Flack's got it. He looks left. He goes between the legs. He flips it out. Right side. Penguins need to make something happen here. Good screen set up for McKinnon. On the way. Softly. No. Oh, man. And the Penguins had a legitimate beef as they thought that Haven Piatt had traveled. But no whistle. 65-62. Here's Piatt, top of the key. He drives right side. Now into the paint. Left. Softly. Oh, no. Penguins trail by five. 67-62. 2.5 minutes. We're halfway through the overtime period, Josh. Penguins on offense now. Penguins need to score something terrible. Here's Al. Now they get it down low. Now they fling it in there, and the foul is against Burchell. And that's the end of Burchell, I believe. I think that's Burchell's fifth, and he's going to be out of here.
That definitely helps the Penguins. Burchell has been tough down low. You get him out of the game, you don't have as hard as a pressure in the paint for your Penguins.
And the scoreboard, Josh, says that that's only the third on Burchell, but I've been keeping track, and that's five.
I believe that's five. We heard him call him for his fourth a little while ago, so we know that's five fouls.
Yeah, so I don't know who's working the scoring table, but I'll tell you what, I'm keeping track. I'm definitely keeping track of Burchell. When there's a guy that tough out there, you got to keep track of him. And for the Penguins, that is a huge break to get Burchell out of here. Keel Haulers have been playing beautifully tonight. Oh, Rooney's guys have just been playing the Penguins so tough. Penguin fans are just crazed maniacs right now. But the Keel Haulers have been very cool under pressure, very collected. Medeiros has been playing the Penguins tough. Prendable's been so tough. Gresham, he's been in there. Eddie Williams, and get rid of Burchell. Burchell's been so good tonight, but he fouls out. 2:25 to go. On the line for the Penguins is Ward. Oh, no, Ward misses another one. 67-62, 2:20 to go. Keel Haulers ball. Medeiros has got it. Medeiros, very slowly and methodically, brings it across the timeline. On the left side, flips it over to Gresham, the one and two man. Gresham, fakes left, fakes right, goes right, on the way. Oh, no, off the glass, and he buries it, deuce. 69-62, we're inside of 2 minutes, fans. The Penguins are coughing up blood. Here's Ward, he goes between the legs. Over to the right side, Kellis Love's got it. Uh-oh, ooh, boy. Kellis Love almost traveled with it. Al with the jumper softly. Al Flack knocks down the deuce. 69-64. A buck and a half to go. Great shot there by Flack, the veteran. Flack brings it across the timeline. Flack on defense now is guarding his guy, Medeiros. Now Medeiros goes down on a knee. He throws it back to the top of the key, over to Piatt. Left side, Gresham drives in. Kick out. Left side, 1:21 to go. Rooney's guys are eating the clock as Medeiros has got it. 10 on the shot clock, and now they throw it into the Keel Haulers bench. 69-64 with a buck 16 to go. In overtime, fans. Penguins trail by five. Inbounds now for the Keel Haulers. Tipped out into the scoring table. Austin Bryan got a mitt on it, but he couldn't hold on to it. That went right into the official scorer, one of the clock workers. 1:16. No time came off the clock. Inbounds Gresham. He gets it to Medeiros. Penguins trail by five. Medeiros wants to eat some of the clock. Five on the overhead. Four. Three. He flips it back to the top of the key. Two. On the way. Delay of game. Delay of game. Delay of game. Now they reset the shot. Al Flack stole it away. He goes the length of the court. He rolls it in.
Al Flack had the ball in his hands, Stu, before the shot clock went down. Should have been a steal towards the DUs. The refs are calling it delay of game.
Yep. And it should have gone the way of the Penguins as Flack stole it away from the defender. I thought it was delay of game, but boy, now that you mention it, Josh, I think Tavani had a legitimate beef. I was calling delay of game. I said it about 15 times. The Penguins now bring it in. Now they drive it in there in a whistle.
Oh, it was definitely legitimate from Al Flack. The ball was loose. He had gotten the ball in his hands before the shot clock had expired, was headed down court. Definitely should not have called the delay of game. DU should have went ahead and got the points.
Flack did steal it away and then took it the distance and had it drop. That's what Tavani was crying about. Oh, no. And now on the inbounds, the Penguins just give it away. And then the Penguins give it back. And off the glass, it drops. Austin Bryan buries the deuce. Timeout. 51 seconds to go. The Penguins trail by only three now with an eternity to go, Josh. Rooney screaming at his guys. 69-66. Xavier Muldrow getting ready to re-enter the game as soon as they allow him to. And they do. Here comes Muldrow. Timeout call, Brett Tavani. Josh, the Penguins trail by three. We're inside of a minute, fans. Fans back and forth. 52 seconds to go. Oh, man, it is crazy in here, fans. It is crazy in here. Ryan Tramiel, one of the great Penguins in history, on the mic. Tramiel right behind us.
I'm telling you, Ryan Tramiel, one of the best big men in DU history right now, letting us know what's up. But I'm telling you, Stu, I am very disappointed with the call by the referees. Al Flack had the ball in his hand before the shot clock expired. Should have gotten the points, took it the distance.
Well, should have, would have. There's a lot of close ones tonight. I was screaming that it was delay of game, Josh. So it was very, very close, if what you say is correct. And I don't doubt you for a second. But I saw it at the moment it was happening, and I thought for sure it was a delay of game. And they, in my opinion, Josh, I think they got the call right. It was so close, though. You might be right. We'll have to look back on tape. But the point is, the refs called it, and we got to go with it. 52.1 to go. Penguins trail by three. Inbounds. Keel hollers. End of the timeout. Medeiros has it in the backcourt. Penguins with full court pressure. Xavier lost his footing for an instant against Williams. Xavier now playing massive defense. Now they take it on the left wing. And there's a foul committed by Alistair Flack with 40 seconds to go. The Penguins trail by three, fans. And the free throw will be by one of the keel haulers. And let's see who gets the shot off. And it will be in the hands of Robert Awole, a 5'11 junior out of Sacramento. He'll go to the line for Brian Rooney. 40.1 seconds to go, fans. A three-point lead for the keel haulers. Penguins need him to miss this one. It's on the way, and he misses it! And that keeps the Penguins within three. Now they have to pray for another one as Al Flack and Xavier Muldrow back to the bench. The DUs have brought back in Bryan and McKinnon. Back on the line now is Awole. On the way. Oh, he missed this one! The DUs have it! 38 seconds. The Penguins need a three-pointer to tie. 30 seconds. Left side. There's a foul. Off ball. Oh, no. They call the penalty against the Penguins. Off ball called against McNally. It's going to be keel hauler ball with 30 seconds to go. McNally off ball penalty in front of a full house at the Conlin Center. 30 seconds to go. Inbounds. Kellis Love with the foul. Instantly. Not even 1 second rolled off. And the foul is called against Kellis Love. Penguins trail by three. 30.9 seconds to go, fans. 30.9 seconds to go at the end of the timeout. Penguin fans behind us, Josh, are nuts. They're crazy.
They are. They're pretty much ticked off, Stewie. There's no other word for it.
The whole house has come unglued. And the referee's talking to Tavani. 30.9 seconds. Penguins, The first one goes. 70-66, and a four-point lead is a whole lot different than a three-point lead. And now Banderas knocks them both down. The Penguins are down by five with 30 seconds. Trouble time for the DUs. Bringing it up now. The Penguins need two scores, and they need it fast. 20 seconds. They need that three ball to go. They're going to take the two, and the hammer jam. Why is the clock continuing to run? Timeout called. 18.1 seconds, Josh. 71-68. After Alex Ward with the Air Jordan hammer jam.
That's why they call him Air Warden, Stu. He was able to get up, hammer it down, and it gives the DUs a little bit of an opportunity, somewhat of a chance getting back in this one. Everyone is hyped. The fans are hyped. They're behind me screaming. I can't even hear myself think.
71-68 fans. Those are DU fans. There's so many Penguin fans in the house, Josh, right behind us in the broadcasting area. We can't even hear ourselves. 71-68. Oh, it's so loud in here, Josh. This place is rocking.
It is crazy, Stu. 19 seconds left. This is as clutch as it gets, and as clutch as it's going to get in college basketball. This is NCAA ball. I'm loving it right now, Stu. DU's going to have to come up with an answer and come with it quick. 19 seconds left. Seems like a short time, but it can be a lifetime when you're on this court playing ball, Stu.
Oh, yeah.
Smart play comes in a factor right now, and DU's going to have to get some kind of miracle soon.
19.1. End of the timeouts come. Penguins trailing by three. They're going to need the quick inbounds. They're going to need the quick foul. It's going to be inbounds now for Maritime Academy. They've got it. Williams is going to bring it in on the long end. Under 20 seconds to go when the clock starts. Williams gets it inbounds, and a foul is called. Less than half a second. Oh, no, they handed it off to Medeiros. And Medeiros stepped out of bounds, Josh. 18 and a half seconds to go. The Penguins get a break. DU's going to have the ball right under the hoop. Will the Penguins shoot for the three? Timeout called. Keel Haulers. It's back and forth between these two veteran coaches. Brian Rooney in his third season. Head coach Brett Tavani in basketball, his 33rd season. Tavani with the dry erase board on a knee. He's got the team all around him. He's got the ball back. And he's got 18.5 seconds with which to work, Josh. Just under 20 seconds to go, fans. Will the Penguins come bring it in and go for two-point play, try and get the foul? Are they going to back up and buckle and try and bury a three ball, Josh? I think the former is what they're going to go for. Shoot the two, try and pick up the three-point play.
Well, you know what, Stu? They have the shooters to make the three-point play.
Yep.
They do. They have Austin Bryant. They got guys like Brett Tavani can come off the bench. Don't forget.
Brett Tavani can come off the bench?
Brett Pacha can come off the bench and shoot threes. There's a lot of shooters on his team. Don't forget about Kellis Love, who's been in the game in these past few minutes. I think the DMU, if they get open look, I think Brett Tavani's telling them to shoot the three. If not, don't get too anxious.
Yeah.
Don't get too crazy. Go for the two. But if you get the look and it's a good look, I say take it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know what? Brian hit four in a row in the first half. I can't read it. Brian hit four in a row in the first half. 71-68 fans were at the end of the timeout. What does that say, Josh?
It says good job, Stu.
All right. Who's saying that?
That is Supani 99, A-Train 69.
All right. Oh, that's A-Train? My boy A-Train listening to us. A-Train, we miss you. 18 and a half seconds. Penguins have it. It's inbounds. Penguins have got it. They need three. 15 seconds left side. Penguins have got it. Outside, Love. Three ball to tie it. Tipped out. Oh, no. And a whistle? No, it's Penguin ball with 10 seconds to go. Love was blocked, but it went out off of one of the keel haulers. Penguins will have the ball. They burned 8 seconds off the clock. 71-68. DUs have got it. Now they've got it left side. Love's got it. 8 seconds. Penguins need three. Six. Indoors. Oh, no. And they work it down low to Alex Ward. It's a one-point game. 3 seconds to go. And the Penguins are down by one. Maritime transitions to the other end. As you might imagine, the clock stopped with the foul on the quick inbounds. Shout out to my boy A-Train, listening in the East Bay, I presume. A-Train and alumni from the DUs as the Penguins have called a timeout. And I'll tell you, one of the most beautiful singing voices I've ever heard, A-Train. He used to sing the national anthem here, Josh. He's a guy I'd like you to meet someday. 3.7 seconds to go in overtime. 71-70. Radio.Dominican.edu.
No doubt about it. A-Train says he'll be here Sunday for the alumni game, so I'll definitely get a chance to say what's up to him all the way from Berkeley. A-Train, a Bay Area boss. But right now, Stu, 3.7, 71-70. DU's down. Can we pull it out? We have to be able to pull out something. Something has to happen. We got a gift there by Cal Maritime stepping out of bounds. Now, another gift has to come. We have to pray for another miracle, get another opportunity. 3.7 seconds. Man, I have never been sitting on needles for something to happen in 3.7 seconds, ever.
Hey, it can happen. It can happen. 3.7 seconds. That's 0.2 of a second longer than when Marcus Williams hit that big three-pointer over at Cal State Hayward for the Penguins' very first championship in 2003. You heard it right here, fans. Maybe you'll hear another miracle tonight. The Penguins, however, are going to be on defense as Gresham will go to the line. 3 seconds. Is that enough if Gresham misses? Is that enough time for the Penguins to transition and go the other way with it? Only time will tell. We'll know in a few seconds, fans. We're in overtime. Gresham to the line. Get the clock ready, fans. Gresham misses. We're turning it around. First one's on the way, and it's perfect. And that's a two-point advantage. Brian Rooney pumping the left fist. He loves it. Gresham will go to the line, and this is going to make a big difference right here. Get ready to box out, fans. On the way, Gresham. This one's missed. Clock rolls. 3.3. 3.2. Oh, no. The Penguins throw it away. End of game. It went out of bounds. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That may not be the end. And that is, Josh? That is the end, fans. No, and the Penguins throw it away. The Penguins throw it out of bounds on the inbound. Oh, what an anticlimactic ending, and the Penguins, dejected, Josh, lose at home to Brian Rooney and the Keel Haulers from Cal State University Maritime Academy. And I'll tell you what, Josh, that was one heck of a game played very well by the Keel Haulers. Penguins played well, too. Penguins were playing great, not to take anything away from the Keel Haulers. But Maritime Academy simply outplayed us. They played beautifully tonight.
They played beautifully, especially down in the clutch. When it came time to perform, the Keel Haulers did step up. And you know what, Stu? I'd rather have these losses in exhibition when it doesn't count than going deep into the Cal Pack, or deep into the Pack West, I should say, where we're going to face a lot of tough opponents who will play us hard, just like the Keel Haulers did tonight. But shout out to Cal Miller Maritime and Coach Rooney for playing a great game, showing up, and just taking it to the Penguins the best they could. DU will have to bounce back and bounce back against a tough opponent, which is going to be USF. You should show up to that game and support your DU Penguins. They're going into USF enemy territory. See how they'll pull it out there. And we will keep you updated on that only here on radio.dominican.edu.
That game is Monday night, fans, and that will not be broadcast on radio.dominican.edu as the game will be played away at USF. But tomorrow night, we have Roger Goodwin, Penguin Volleyball, side out at 7 o'clock. Both tomorrow night, Friday the 13th, and Saturday night. Saturday night, senior night. Both games against Grand Canyon. Penguins tonight go down 72-70 to Cal State University Maritime Academy. A pretty tough night. Hughes looked pretty good. What an exciting game. We did take it to overtime. The Penguins would have loved the win. If I know Brett Tavani and the rest of the coaches, they are a bunch of competitive dudes, and they wanted the win tonight. But we did get a chance to see some more of the new players for DU. So, for Josh Johnson and the rest of the broadcast team here at Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn signing off. Thanking you for joining us tonight, fans. Worldwide basketball, Penguin style, on radio.dominican.edu.